All right, everybody, this is Chase March, and I am here with Grand Analog at Call the Office in London. They're about to go on stage shortly, and we get a chance to sit down and talk with Odario. Is that how you say it?
That's right.
All right, how you doing, man?
I'm good. Buzzing around Ontario like it's one big city or something.
Yeah, I'm glad we finally got a chance to hook up, because we tried to hook up last time you were here and ended up missing each other. So.
Yeah, you gave me a false address.
Well, it's just because I worked and couldn't get there in time, but it's good that we could finally make this happen.
Oh, so, yeah. Thanks for having me.
So you're in town tonight opening for Shad.
That's right. You know, it's the man's hometown. I can't step on too many toes, but I'm really looking forward to it. I didn't have the chance to really rock London, Ontario last time we were here at the Fanshawe College, because I really wanted to know the insides of London, Ontario. So this is my chance to really get into the nitty-gritty of this place.
Nice. I hope people are familiar with your music, because Grand Analog is fairly new. You've got two albums out. Your latest one, Metropolis is Burning. And I've noticed that that's been getting a lot of airplay on a lot of different stations. And you got some videos going for that, so hopefully people are familiar with that. But I was first introduced to you from your old group, Mood Rough.
Oh, that's right.
And that was my first taste of you as an MC. And I liked what I heard there, definitely. And when I first heard Grand Analog, I thought, oh, this is a reggae group. And until I dived into it a little further, I realized that there's a lot more to it than that. But you've got some reggae songs and reggae-type songs and some dance-type songs. So Grand Analog is more of a mixture, I suppose, of genres.
Yeah. You know what? I thought that the time would be right for that kind of thing. When we started in 2006, it just seemed like it was a good time to experiment with different things. And I realized that hip-hop didn't just have to be the simple beats and rhymes formula that we're used to, and that's what Mood Rough was in my previous days. But with Grand Analog, it was more of a freedom thing for me. I grew up on reggae, I grew up on punk rock, I grew up on funk, and there was no reason why I couldn't include all those elements into what I'm doing now.
Definitely. So how'd the name tie into that? What does Grand Analog mean?
I'm a product of hip-hop, and if you go to the root of hip-hop and the old school, a lot of cats were calling themselves Grandmaster Flash, Grand Melly Mel, Grand Wizard Theodore. So it was my little take on that, and of course the analog is the throwback to the type of music that we sample and experiment with. You know, 70s reggae, which was all done on analog tapes in a pretty much a sweaty dungeon in Jamaica. And, you know, a lot of the old funk and stuff, those were all done on analog. So there you have it.
Nice. I was thinking it was more so because you're using live band and instruments and things like that.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? No, it's a good thing you asked.
Nice. All right, so I think we should play one of your tracks right now. Let the listeners hear some of the funky vibes that you're putting down.
All right.
So should we start off with your new single? Your latest single, maybe?
I think that'd be a great idea.
All right. Your latest single is Take It Slow.
Yep.
And once again, it's got that island kind of vibe to it.
That's the one people understand what you're talking about once they hear that.
It's a nice track, so let's throw that right now. This is Take It Slow from Grand Analog off the album Metropolis is Burning. This is Chase March. We'll be right back with Dope FM.
Can go having a break on the weekend. Head to a space that no one knows. Far and away, that's where we've been. Out on the ground, blazing sun. End of the day, hit the highway. Counting the ways that we can go. We'll take it slow. We'll take it slow, girl. We'll take it slow. Immersion concrete, Suburbs is obsolete. I own the city, but the city don't own me. I hold it down solemnly. Only the lonely, the big smoke where kids migrate to be free. Tips and gypsies with small town epiphanies. Forget the consequence, create the history. Forever relevant, defender of the chemistry. Tight between my city and me, somebody follow me. Call me the hypocrite for loving it and hating it too. Got more channels than a transistor radio. Got my caravan packed. I might never come back to this habitat. I might never come back. I know a place that we can go. Having a break on the weekend. Head to a space that no one knows. Far and away, that's where we've been. Out on the ground, blazing sun. End of the day, hit the highway. Counting the ways that we can go. We'll take it slow. We'll take it slow, girl. We'll take it slow. Sometimes life's too fast for a brother. Sometimes are better than others. It gets a little hard sometimes, reminiscing about a lover. Sometimes are better than others. Well, this time around, if we can't be together forever, then we'll be together for now. Yo, I know, I make mistakes sometimes. I must have lost my way somehow. I find you in the summertime, when the sun declines and the heat still traps your soul. Forget about your emails, texting, UPS, and keep it real. Girl, give me a call. Yo, I know a place that we can go. Having a break on the weekend. Head to a space that no one knows. Far and away, that's where we've been. Out on the ground, blazing sun. End of the day, hit the highway. Counting the ways that we can go. We'll take it slow. We'll take it slow, girl. We'll take it slow. Me and you, girl.
That was Take It Slow by Grand Analog. Nice song there.
Thank you.
So how do you go about writing these songs? What's your process?
You know, I need to hear some kind of groove to know what the theme's going to be. For example, Take It Slow that you just heard. We had a groove going. It didn't sound like that at the time, obviously. It was because that's a well-polished track, I must say. But when it was a really rough idea, I still needed to play around with that before I knew what it was about. And, you know, getting into that idea, I was clearly thinking about chilling back, taking it slow, thinking about girls I used to like but I don't like anymore. And then the idea came around. So I have to say that's definitely the process. I got to hear the groove first. I'll know what it's about.
Nice, yeah. Because a lot of people like, well, I guess a lot of MCs work that way. They take the track and they build from that, inspires them.
But you know, some songwriters, they like to sit with lyrics and then create music around it. I know for sure I can't do that. I've got a couple friends on their pianos and their guitars, they've got a lyric in their head and their idea is to try to create song around that lyric. I don't think I've ever tried that.
No?
No.
Interesting.
No.
But you're a self-proclaimed beat junkie, right?
That's right.
The last time I talked to you, you were at a record store. I think you're digging through
That's some right. things. So. You remember the name of that record store?
Yeah, Grooves.
It was Grooves. Okay.
Yeah, I walked past it because last time you asked me, you don't know where that is. So I was like, no, yeah. But you know, I'm a transplanted Hamiltonian, so it's
okay.
Not too familiar with the city over here. But we're in London right now. I call the office, and you're going on shortly. So looking forward to the show. Yeah, so you collect, do you sample and make your own little...
Well, you know, this day and age, you just don't want to get sued, right? You don't want to get that summons letter in the mail because you used someone's piece of music. So, you know, hip-hop had turned into a genre that had to create on its own. Even though a lot of the authentic hip-hop cats still feel that sampling is... or was the most important part of hip-hop. But now you have to find new means, right? So, you know, there's a lot of like electronic elements in there. Of course, Grand Analog itself has live instrumentation. But we do sample a little bit. You just have to be creative with the sampling now. You can't just take four bars of someone's music and call it a day. You've got to really do interesting things with it. So that's where I do... like to challenge myself and the guys is we find cool little pieces of jazz and funk or dub and really recreate it into our own thing. So we're still following the rules of hip hop without getting ourselves in jail.
Nice. I think the sample police really need to stop because, you know, it's crazy. Like, I mean, if you take it in visual arts, you know, you could be inspired by somebody and create something similar to another artist.
Yeah.
As long as you don't copy their whole painting, the artist isn't going to say, hey, that's my hill.
Yeah.
It's like if you take a bass or a flute and you take it and you chop it and you do something interesting with it, I think that's new.
Yeah.
And I think the people that are going to say, oh, you stole that, they need to kind of stop.
Yeah.
Because hip-hop, we are creating something new from something old, just like
that's how
every other art
around.
Form basically comes.
Yeah.
That's my take on it anyway.
I agree. I think sampling is an art form within itself, you know, and there's so many unearthed old pieces of vinyl out there. And if you can sort of bring it back to the forefront and do something cool with it, I think that's awesome.
Yeah, me too. Definitely. Well, I want to play another song and maybe talk about some of the lyrics in it. Because I'm a lyrical dude. I like to focus on the lyrics and what people are saying. And so I've got a couple lyrics highlighted here that I got lots of interview notes. I do this every time I do an interview. So... how about we play I Play My Kazoo?
Yeah.
I like that song. Nice song. All right.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, so this is I Play My Kazoo by Grand Analog. This is Chase March on the interview tip. Daddy J will spin the track, and we'll be right back.
Of a man from down south, the fan migrated to the north. I'ma put you on what it's about, irregular routes and shanty towns that produce the poor. Born in the gutter, word to his mother, make her something out of nothing. Matter, work harder, go farther. My papa said you gotta pop the lock on the purpose, gotta love, then you implement the heart. Recognize the cause, make it true, whatever you do, whether you save the lives or play the kazoo, be the author, not the actor of your chapter two, blank pages in this open book, now look, I can break it down like whatever you want, I'm coming quick with the sound, coming quick with the funk, like whatever you want.
Yes, I'm doing my thing,
do my thing, I do what I do. Walk the line, I play my kazoo. Shoot nothing but love when I aim at you. I be the baritone rapper with the falsetto. I walk with myself, talk to myself. It's all I know, I like to exercise the mental health. I know that I could do it like no one else. I come alive with the sun beneath the earth. capture that moment in time like a camera. Withstand the land of a thousand bands. I am a man with no answers, although I know the analog is grand. I come apart like Trouble Man. Oh, I can break it down like whatever you want. I come equipped with the sound, come equipped with the funk. Like whatever you want, want.
Yes, I'm doing my thing.
Do my thing, I do what I do. Walk the line, I play my kazoo. Shoot nothing but love when I aim at you. I beat the baritone rapper with the falsetto. Got my headphones on, take the long walk home. Recite colorful flows like Pablo Picasso. Cool fella collected, connect when I meddle on the mic. Big city bright lights got me broken wide open till I'm useless. Like arthritis to a violinist, I can't diminish. I scrimmage with the wrist when I write sick Guinness. I break it down through the compound when I'm in it. Believe it and you'll know, feel it when it blows. He feel it in his toes, she feel it in her nipples. Possibly maybe hit the spot that tickles with the beats and the rhymes sinking in like dimples. I play my kazoo.
Right, that was I Play My Kazoo by Grand Analog. Nice song.
Thanks, man.
I like the funkiness of that. That's kind of cool. And yeah. Do you play a kazoo?
Oh, I bring my kazoo everywhere I go.
Yeah?
Yeah, and what's cool is that some of our shows, you'll find folks bringing their kazoos as well. You know what's funny? Just recently, our bass player, he was on the computer Googling different things, and he found a kazoo company that had put us on their website going, basically saying, see, there's still people out there playing kazoos.
Oh, wow. That's hilarious. But yeah. I think the whole point of the song here is just to, you know, do what you do and have fun with it, right?
Exactly. Whether you're saving lives or playing the kazoo, just do what you do. That's pretty much it. You're right.
Yeah. I like the one lyric when you said, be the author, not the actor of your chapter two.
Yeah.
Because that's an interesting, there's a whole thing right now about like story, you know, and people, how you use story and how you create your own story and how everything's story. Mm-hmm. So I've really been doing some research on that lately. So I kind of focused in on that lyric.
Nice. Yeah. It's funny because I always wanted to use a kazoo in the track. I thought it would be a comedic thing, but as I was writing, it turned into quite a serious message in there. But I mean, not serious in a way that it's dark, but just there is a message behind it. And yeah, I'm glad the way that one turned out as well. But yeah, it's definitely about being yourself, and it doesn't matter what it is you're doing up there, because all I can do right now is play the kazoo, man.
Nice. So I don't know if people are familiar, but you're originally from Winnipeg, right?
That's right.
Peg City. And I remember, like, long time ago watching Much Music, and there was pretty much only one group from Peg City.
Yep.
And that was you. So
yep.
You kind of put the town on the map there, I think. And
that's right.
So there's more of a scene now up there, though, isn't there?
There is. You know, unfortunately, the days of, you know, Much Music are pretty much changed. That heavy rotation life is gone. That's why you don't really hear or see much from Swollen members anymore, for example, or Shock Lair. Because we used to see them every day on Much Music.
Yeah.
Now those days are pretty much gone. It's a viral age now. And I think what's happening is that, especially in a genre like hip-hop, you got to go out and dig again. You know, things aren't going to be force-fed. You got to go out and really dig for things. So having said that, it's not as regional anymore. I think people are just digging for whatever they find, and there's not really those movements anymore, like the way we had a movement in Winnipeg, and there was a movement out of Halifax, movement out of Vancouver. And, you know, there's always something going on out of Toronto. Now we're all spread out all over the place.
Yeah.
We're like, we're almost homeless. We have no home. We're just trying to do our work and make our art, and hopefully someone will catch on to it.
Yeah, but you've moved down south now.
That's right.
The warmer climate's down here. So was that so you could? Is there more of a focus on like the business aspect of the career here? Is that why you've come here?
Well, I just wanted to be that much closer to wine country. That's what's going on. You know what? I moved to Toronto to continue to pursue my acting. I went to the University of Winnipeg for theater. And, you know, the only thing that was available in Winnipeg theater was roles for Irish people. There was a lot of Irish plays going on that year. I don't know why. It was such a coincidence at the time. So I said, you know what, I've got to get to Toronto where there'd probably be more work for me. Yeah, I got there, and then Grand Analog pretty much got itself going. And I haven't really had much time to act since, so I got to say it was a surprise, but a very good surprise at the same time.
Wow, that's interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Of course, we could segue now about rappers and actors. How come so many rappers end up acting?
Oh, they just feel they don't want to be 45 and rapping, so they're trying to find a new outlet. That's my take on that. But Jay-Z, who's 40 now, I think he's got 5 more years in him.
He's still hot. It's amazing because, like, oh, yeah. I thought he was done years ago when he retired. I'm like, that's awesome. He's going out on a high note.
Yeah,
that's wicked. That's a way to end your career. And then he comes back and, like, he's still on top of the game.
Still on top of the game. And those guys that are, you know, about to push 50, like, you know, Run DMC, and you've got the mid 40s guys like KRS-One. If they really wanted to, they can keep it going as just as hot. KRS-One, I think, just put out an album last year.
Yeah, and he's got a nice track on the A&E album, Master Ace and Ed OG.
Oh,
he's got a guest appearance on there. I was just listening to it on the way down here. It's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and what that really is we're the first to witness this genre of music age, like get older and not just be that kind of knucklehead early 20s mentality, but we're going to see a fresh genre turn 40 and turn 50 and still have something to say and put out material. I think it's fascinating.
Me too. It's almost like, because almost hip-hop is packaged as it's disposable. Like, you got it. Oh, this is new and hot. Yesterday's is crap. Yeah. And it's just, it's always, there's trying to push something on us, but it's not like that. Yeah. And it is nice to see that growth. I think I first noticed the growth in Common.
Yeah.
When he came out with B, I thought, whoa, this is mature hip hop.
Yeah.
And like, that's the first time I actually put that label on anything hip hop. I'm like, this is hip hop for me. This is hip hop for like people in their 30s and it rang true. And it's amazing how we can talk about so many different things in this genre of music and grow and develop. And it's not all just, like you said, the knucklehead stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And I find that fascinating. You know, because when I was a knucklehead, you know, I was like 16, 17 in high school, hip-hop was my, you know, outlet and my way to channel my anger and all that. But now, as I'm a grown-ass man, I don't have any anger to channel out. But I still love my hip-hop. So it's great to see that there's all kinds of hip-hop we can embrace. And I'm sure, you know, there's some knucklehead stuff out there for the 16, 17 years old still. And their dads can listen to, you know, hip-hop too.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. I was actually talking with Shad about this a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
And it's nice, not only are you opening with him, but I was listening to your album down here, and then I was like, oh, Shad's on your album. Nice. So Shad's popping up everywhere these days.
Yeah.
But he's on one of your tracks, and I'd like to drop that right now.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, it's a nice track. It's called Electric City.
Yeah.
And let's drop that and come back and talk some more with Grand Analog. All right, this is Chase March on the interview tip. Daddy J, spin that track for us.
Unless you're freaked out, I bring the passion back in one freestyle. This ain't no accident, just a brainchild of another movement, whole other lifestyle. They say the future just ain't congruent. Crews are controlled by torrents, cyberspace usage. I remain cool, hard knocks, cool kid. GA bass to blow your PC speakers. Can't hear nothing but the music I'm slipping. I was a record shop nerd on a mission. Curveball pitching, lonely condition. Catch the phrase and what you heard, I heard, I.
Music make the world go round. World go round, world go round. Music make the world go round. We ain't going nowhere. Music make the world go round.
Guitar like Santana, plant the snare. I sidestep the glare of the cameras, the glamour. I crept by in the manner of a samurai. Slot, young cancer sign. They say the man can rhyme so dope. Chats, no pads should be canonized. Microphone magnetized over self analyzed. Clean bars like soap, flows hand sanitized. Some romanticized rap, don't fantasize. You can't predict the future, it's randomized. Actions speak louder than words, we're pantomimes. Thank God music can say what words can't describe.
Music make the world go round. World go round, world go round. Music make the world go round. We ain't going nowhere. Music make the world go round. World go round, world go round. Music make the world go round. We ain't going nowhere.
Them fighting Zapatistas, to all the MUSIC lovers, yes, I see y'all feel good when it hits ya. To my favela fellas, my Obama mamas, oh my god, I bust a rhyme anytime I bring the funk like fella, get raw like a Rwanda analog, make it hot this summer. Take a breath, jump back, pause like a karma, make a pact with my people, let's get together so you two can rattle and hum like snake charmers. Pump the brake on the drama, say peace like Dalai Lama and I'm out.
Music make the world go round, world go round, world go round. Music make the world go round, we ain't going nowhere. Music make the world go round, world go round, world go round. Music make the world go round, we ain't going nowhere.
You plot up into the electric city, your song of crystal and the blues.
All right, that was Electric City by Grand Analog, and I'm lucky enough to be sitting with one of the members right now while the other guys are busy working. We're sitting here talking, right?
That's right. That's right. I didn't get any texts yet going, hey, where are you? So we're in good hands.
Nice. I really like how one of your lyrics in here, I bring the passion back in one freestyle. This ain't no accident, just the brainchild of another movement, whole other lifestyle.
Yeah.
Nice. So do you freestyle?
Not as much as I used to. That's what happens when your band turns into a full-time job and you're also on the management. You know, when I was just doing this as a hobby, it was fun because you could kick back with your friends and, you know, just shoot the gab. But I will not lie, it gets really busy and you got to keep the business going. And one minute you're working on a show in Halifax and the next minute you've got to get the show set up for London. And then you forget that you've got a show in Vancouver. So it's constant. I don't even have that much time to sit back and just freestyle and have fun and goof around these days.
Yeah, that's probably...
But I'm not complaining.
It's probably a part of the writing process, though.
Well, yeah. Now, the writing process is a whole other thing because you have to shut down everything else so you can write and be creative. You can't come out of a meeting or prepare a tour and then just go sit down and start writing. The human brain just is not built to do that. Your material just won't be as good as it can be, so... Yeah, you know, the writing process is what this is all about.
So you have to be in a zone when you're writing then?
Yeah, I like to be. I like to write on the highway, to be honest. You know, the beats that we make, we get on the highway, and if the next town is 4 hours, and I've got 4 hours to freestyle and write stuff. And I remember everything I write in my brain.
So
whoa. I'm luckily capable of doing that.
That's amazing, because I use a little tape recorder sometimes, and I just think I'm going to get in trouble with that one day, because I come up with a rhyme, and I got that in my hand, and this new hands-free law while you're driving. It's like, uh-oh, I can't dictate a rhyme to myself or a story idea or something that I'm working on writing.
No, you can't do the hand movements either.
So, I hope you're not driving while you're writing. When the other guys is driving?
Well, I guess it all depends, because when they're sleeping, that's when I like to write the best.
Because I also heard Ludacris writes, he said in one of his interviews, he writes a lot while he's driving, like, in the car.
Yeah.
And it is, because, like, your car is, like, your own little world, right?
It's your own little world.
So it's, like, how you can get in that zone. I totally identify with that.
Yeah. It's like your own little recording booth, actually, without the recording equipment, of course. It's like a little booth you can practice your lyrics in.
Of course, the irony of this is we're recording this interview in the car. So, yeah, because we got a little bit late to the venue. It's really loud in there. This is more radio friendly on location.
That's
in Odario's car. Yeah, and that's the song we just played. You have a lyric in here. I'm not going to pretend you wrote it, but I'm just going to say it without crediting it right now. Can't hear nothing but the music I'm slipping.
Yeah.
Now, I hope people out there caught that.
Yeah, you know what? I put those things out there just to see what comes back. That hasn't come back yet. It's very interesting.
Really?
No. You know, maybe just a younger audience is listening. I don't know.
I wish this were live so we could say, phone up now if you know who that artist is and give away something.
Yeah.
Because props to EPMD, by the way. If you didn't know it was them,
man.
Yeah.
That was a fantastic album.
Yeah.
Fantastic album.
Definitely. Even their latest one is good. It didn't seem to get as much play or notice. It seemed to kind of...
Well, that was...
We Mean Business.
We Mean Business. They kept the whole business thing going. That's classic. Just classic.
I think it's awesome because you talk about, like, rappers are making sequels to their albums. Like,
yeah.
Raekwon's Only Built for Cuban Links 2.
Yeah. Yeah.
And The Blueprint 3.
Yeah.
And I think... You know, I thought at first, this is crazy. Why are people making sequels? You can't capture the same album. And I thought about it. EPMD, every album has been a sequel.
Yeah.
Every single album. When they broke up, we're out of business.
Yeah.
When they got back together, we're back
in business.
Fantastic. You know, it's like, yeah.
Yeah. There's no other artist that has managed to do that in their entire career. It's fantastic.
And so, even when PMD went solo, he kept the business part.
He did, didn't he?
Sermon didn't, but PMD did.
What did he call it? Do you remember?
He had one called Shady Business. So I think that might have been a little bit of a diss at his ex-partner there. But it's all good.
Yeah.
So many people were rooting for them to come back together.
Yeah, glad they did.
Yeah.
They're perfect together, not apart.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate, but there's a lot of disposable groups these days that you just don't hold that passion for.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, if you realistically look back at it, like, Eric Sermon isn't that great of a rapper. His rhymes right. are kind of simple.
Yeah.
But I don't know what it is. Those two together, and it just, maybe it's the time we grew up. They're
Batman classic. Robin. Batman and Robin.
Definitely.
Batman and Robin, man.
Nice.
Just like CL Smooth, Pete Rock, they need each other. Gangstar, they need each other. Separate, it's just not the same. It's not as exciting.
Yeah. And I think there's a movement too now with different one-off combination albums, and like Marco Polo and Torre.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that's great, bringing that back, producer and yes. rapper back, like Gangstar. I think we need some more of that.
Given
some more direction in the game these days.
Yeah. I think it got a little too carried away with, you know, I mean, Illmatic is obviously the best idea of this, but getting numerous producers to contribute to your album, that turned into a trend within itself. But I do think it's very cool if you got that one producer that will make all the beats for you and create an album with you. I think that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Me too. How does the music side of Grand Analog come together?
Well, we all contribute in different ways. I basically start with the idea. I go in with Catalyst, and we work with drum patterns and samples. And Warren, the bass player, he'll come in and lend his ear. We got Damon, a guitar player. He'll lend his ear if we feel like the track needs a guitar. And then my brother, DJ Ofield, he also makes his own beats as well. So if something fits with the idea of the album, we'll use that as well.
Nice.
So it's a very open concept. And I like it that way because we all have different things to throw into the pot.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I want to talk about another song of yours, Not Enough Mondays.
Yeah.
That kind of made me laugh. It's a nice lyric there, talking about how, basically you can't put off tomorrow what you should do today, right?
Yeah.
Because if you wait till Monday, you know, Monday comes and goes, and
yep.
then you wait till next Monday. And it's a nice little kind of some humor putting yep. it into that song.
That's right.
Once again, it's kind of serious, too, about
yeah.
addictions and things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you know, sometimes I play that at frosh parties, and they kind of, they rap along, but at the same time, they're like, oh, man, I don't really want to talk about this right now.
Yeah, we'll stop drinking on Monday. How many frosh college kids are going to... Wait, okay, maybe I'll stop drinking on Monday, but I'll pick it back up on Friday.
Yeah, exactly.
Or Wednesday after class goes bad.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a funny song. It's got a really nice message to it, too, I guess, if you really take that in. So
yeah.
So why don't we drop that track right now?
And, sounds good.
And come back and talk a little bit more.
All right, Not Enough Mondays.
I heard by Grand Analog. This is Chase March. We'll be right back.
Yeah, man. I told myself I stopped drinking on Monday. I told myself I stopped smoking on Monday. Hit them goals, ain't no joking this Monday. But then came Monday, then another Monday. I told myself it's time to focus on Monday. Hit the gym, eating healthy this Monday. Ain't a damn thing gonna tempt me on Monday. But then came Monday, then another Monday. I'm alive, I got too much drama on my mind. If freedom is a drug, then I ain't really getting high. Evil vices and sacrifices got me running for my life. Put my world up in a crisis. Fed up, won't let up, my remedy's to write this. Forget about your self-help books, too righteous. I'm jumping on my grind, get my monetary tight. Cause being healthy is much too pricey. Not enough Mondays.
Yo, put them up, put them up high, high, high. Yo, not enough Mondays.
That's right.
Yo, put them up. Put them up high, high, high.
I told myself I stopped drinking on
Monday.
I told myself I stopped smoking on
Monday.
hit them goals, ain't no joking, it's Monday. But then came Monday, then another Monday. I told myself it's time to focus on Monday. Hit the gym, eating healthy this Monday. Ain't a damn thing gon' tempt me on Monday. But then came Monday, then another Monday. Ayo, you can't tell me nothing. Society will glorify the self-deprecating. We 9 to 5 and that is why we working for the weekend. Temptation keep creeping, alarm keep beeping. Like Chinese torture, by Friday I'm quick to toss some morals out the window. As I rock harder, the dim gets darker. We walk the mother earth, we all embrace the surface. I'm contemplating making next Monday worth it. I need a remedy, I need a fix. I need somebody to help me through this. Me and my man will be taking a stand on the right side of the track and spark your cortex. I need a remedy, I need a fix. I need somebody to help me through this. Me and my man will be taking a stand on the right side of the track and spark your cortex.
It's not enough Monday. It's not enough Monday. It's not enough Monday. It's not enough Monday.
It's not enough Monday.
It's not enough Monday.
Check it out, yeah.
Now put 'em up, put 'em up.
It's not enough Monday.
If you're feeling me,
it's not enough Monday. It's not enough Monday.
Now understand the plan.
It's not enough Monday.
Put your hands up.
It's not enough Monday. It's not enough Monday.
It's
not enough Monday.
Now understand the plan of me.
Monday's like an extension of Sunday.
Time to start all over.
Nice, nice track right there. Not enough Mondays. There's some good lyrics in there if you dissect them. And once again, I'm a lyrical dude, so let's do that. Not really a rhyme, but you say being healthy is much too pricey.
That's right.
It is, isn't it, though?
It is, dude. You can go, you know, say you want smoothie, fruit smoothie, frozen yogurt, non-fat. Those things are like $5-6 out there. Yeah. You know, you want to have some sushi or something. You're looking at spending $30 on a meal just to fill yourself up. Or you could go to McDonald's and drop like $3. You could get full on that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the organic things in the in the supermarkets. If you get the regular whatever it is on the stands, it's one price. But the organic one is like a lot more expensive. You know, it's very funny. Being healthy can be pricey if you don't be careful.
Yeah, I think it's a problem in society as a whole. It's interesting that we can address that, but I don't know what we can really do about it.
No.
Other than saying, yeah, go buy an apple, yeah. You know.
But the organic apple will be way more expensive than the regular apple. Guaranteed. I've seen it with my own eyes.
Yeah, but I guess getting any apple is better than chocobar.
That's true.
Something, right? So,
but there you go. Chocobar is damn cheap.
Yeah, it is. Crazy, eh? Too deep. It's a good thing. It's an overnight show. We can get deep, put you to sleep. Yeah, but yeah, I guess there's never enough Mondays. So if you got that. Evil vice and sacrifice got me running for my life. Go quit.
That's right. That's right.
Wise words from Grand Analog. Nice. Well, this has been a pleasure. I'm glad we finally got to hook up and do
this. Same here, man.
So I think maybe we'll spin one more track to get out of here. I never asked you, what's your favorite song that you've done?
Oh, in the words of Q-Tip, I haven't wrote it yet.
Oh, beautiful. Very beautiful.
That's always his way of getting out of that question. And I'd love to know what Q-Tip's favorite is, but I think he's being sincere. I've seen him say that in many interviews. The Tribe days and his solo days. And first thing an interviewer would ask, what's your favorite song out of all those songs? And he just says it as though he rehearsed it. I haven't wrote it yet. I'm glad you asked me that because I've always been meaning to try that. I haven't wrote it yet.
That's awesome. Yeah, and you know, 2 years ago, I would have said, you know, that's totally false for Q-Tip, because I didn't expect him. Like, I thought, I hate to say it because I'm a Tribe fan,
yeah,
but I really thought he was done.
Yeah.
And Renaissance Man blew my mind.
Renaissance, awesome.
Yeah, The Renaissance, that's what it's called. Yeah. But that album blew my mind, because his first solo album, I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
What'd you do, Tip?
Yeah.
But The Renaissance is wicked, so. Yeah. Yeah, that just goes to show you can have some missteps in the game and still come out with a classic album. Go. That was a shame he didn't get the Grammy.
No. Oh, I know.
That was a shame. Like, all the ones in there, I was like, that's got to be his.
Yeah. That was for that was for album, right?
Yeah.
And Eminem won that. Eminem's got a collection of Grammys. I think Q-Tip could have got his first Grammy. I would be fine for that.
Yeah, he should have got that one.
Yeah.
We're in agreement there. Gamma Crush is too. He's in the back, right? He's a big Tribe fan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so nice. So let's play another song, and then we'll come back and wrap this up. I think I want to play Magnifico.
Yeah. I'll rock the socks off.
All right. Let's drop to that. This is Magnifico by Grand Analog. Chase March on the interview tip. Daddy J is going to spin that track for us, and we'll be right back on Dope FM.
Thank you.
right, that was Magnifico by Grand Analog.
Yeah.
It's just discipline. Assemble a plan.
That's right.
Release your heart. Release your hand from twisted situations. I like that. Yeah. You can actually release yourself from twisted situations.
People don't, you know, necessarily realize that. It could be such a mental block. You know, you get yourself in a weird twist and, you know, you kind of think, ah, life's over now, you know, not necessarily. Sometimes you need a little bit of a mental push, let alone a physical push. And, you know, that song was pretty much written for a few friends of mine that always catch themselves in a rut. You know, they're always kind of slouched in front of the TV and pretty down on themselves about some things that happen in their lives. And they don't realize that things can happen in everyone's life. So get out your head, jump out, get out your bed, and get out there and live your life and release yourself from those twisted situations out there.
Yeah, because I know you can kind of feel stuck sometimes, but you do have a lot of power. Like when you said in one of your earlier lyrics we touched on, you'd be the author, not the actor. So you can actually change and you can get out of those situations because we all have the power to act and do things.
Yeah.
That is awesome. Well, I'm really looking forward to the show tonight.
Yeah,
looking forward to everything. Like, you guys, I know, are going to rock it. I've been wanting to see Shad for a while, so this is going to be a good night, and it's even better that I got to talk to you both, get two interviews done, and hopefully everyone's listening to Dope FM and subscribing to the podcast.
Amen. It's called Dope FM. That should be enough to be listening to it, that's for sure.
Right, and you can check the transcript. That'll be up on chasemarch.com, too. Do you have any websites, links you want to throw out there?
You know what? If you're interested and you're liking what you're hearing, just go to grandanalog.com or myspace.com/grandanalog. Or even follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/grandanalog. Pretty simple.
Yes, I'm following you on Twitter. I love Twitter.
Yeah.
Twitter's awesome. I'm on Twitter too, peoples.
Yeah, you better chase on. Don't follow him, chase him on Twitter, people.
Yeah. All right. Thanks a lot. This has been a great interview, and thanks for coming, stopping by.
All right. Thanks to those Dope FM cats. Keep listening. Out.
Mayday, mayday, my strength is fading. Struggle on the rise and escalating. Ay, we got together for a rap payday. Just a few fellas and a fine lady. We do it for the cause, we do it for the beat. We do it for you all to get out your seat. I say, some days I make a maze out of crazy things. These days never seem the same. Derangement irritate my aim. But then again, I think ain't a damn thing change. Same day, just rearrange. My intake never goes astray. I'm here, there, everywhere. Walk the boulevard, like I just don't care. Here, there, everywhere. Struggle on the rise and I got no fear. It's like that jump down. To write poetry, if I didn't have the love to find my freedom, let's get together and we'll get it undone. Only human execution, head so far gone, my mind not too much. Hey, raise your hand if you're gone crazy. Raise your hand if you're gone crazy. When you lose your mind, it's just the right time. Pick it up, start it over again. When you lose your mind, it's just the right time. Pick it up, start it over again. Mama.
it up, start it over again, fell it.
When you lose your mind, it's just the right time.
Pick it up, pick it up, pick it up now.
When you lose your mind, it's just the right time.
Pick it up, start it over again, climb up.
When you lose your mind, it's just the right time. When you lose your mind, it's just the right time.
Girls in heels, clicking on the cobblestone.
I love girls,
girls, girls for days. Type a girl that will nod your head sideways. Type a girl that will nod your head sideways.
Stay safe, rockin' shit. Be substance, whole lots of it. I go on.
Just get up and leave, wake up and live. Full grown memories, act like a sieve. I got the vision like Bella, scat like Ella. Fit some complex at the style of Ella. Just feel that sound going around. One day I'm gonna leave this town. I'm running it, hovering, holding it down. This time I'm going head eastbound. I put my foot down, I say a peace now. Did the north to south, I go east now. Just sipping on suds, elevate my buzz. I'm chilling out, thinking about the things I love. I love beats, beats, beats by the pound. The type of beat hit you think James Brown. Beats, beats for days. Type of beat that will nod your head sideways. Type of beat that will nod your head sideways. I go on, I stay safe, rockin' shit. Need substance, whole lots of it. I go on.
Yeah, I wish was there. Throw back to them days of yesteryear, so I could witness the birth of a culture. First time in MC. Spit over some break beats, made a party live. It was over. Talk about real soldiers before terrorium motors. When every verse was explosive before it came candy coated. I'm talking South Bronx, history made through music by the people that the people relate to. Feel great to know that across the globe, millions like me, same obstacle. Ambition and goal with a traditional soul. Two tables and a mic with a toxic flow. Work ethic like a Nat King or Curtis Blow. That feeling for a show when you made that dough. Yo, you can't kill that buzz. That's why I sit back, think about these things I love. I love life, life is life for mine. My friends, my family, my girl, my rhymes. I love life, life, and I live in my way. Type of life to make others turn their heads sideways.
Sideways.
Okay, we just finished off with two from Grand Analog. I Walk Alone off their first album, Calligraffiti, and some old stuff from Mood Ruff, Rocket Ship. Love that song. Hope you enjoyed the interview. Have a good night.